The chief priest handed the vessel to his assistant, who returned it to the stand, began to chant. The lights went out. Absolute darkness engulfed the temple. I was startled, thinking something unusual had happened. When no one got excited, I changed my mind. Must be part of the initiation. That darkness lasted half a minute. Midway through, a scream rent the air, filled with despair and outrage. Light returned as suddenly as it had gone. I was stunned. It was hard to take everything in. There were only 5 candidates now. The idol had moved. Its raised foot had fallen, crushing one of the heads. Its other foot had risen. The body of the man who had been 2 to my left lay beneath it. His head, held by the hair, dangled from one of the idol's hands. Before the lights had gone out, that hand had clutched a bunch of bones. Another hand that had clutched a sword still did so, but now that blade glistened. There was blood on the idol's lips and chin and fangs. Its eyes gleamed. How had they managed it? Was there some mechanical engine inside the idol? Had the priest and his assistant done the murder? They would have had to move fast, and I had not heard a sound but the scream. The priest seemed startled, too. The chief priest darted to the pile of robes, flung one my way, resumed his place, ran through one abbreviated chant, cried out, "She has come! She is among us! Praised be Kina, who has sent her daughter to stand beside us!" I covered my nakedness. The normal flow had been disrupted somehow. The results had the priests ecstatic and, at the same time, at a loss what to do next. What do you do when old prophecies come true? I've never met a priest who honestly expected miracles in his own lifetime. For them, miracles are like good wine, best when aged. They decided to suspend normal business and go straight to the celebration. That meant candidates got initiated without standing before Kina's judgment. It meant human sacrifices forgotten. Quite unwillingly, I saved the lives of 20 enemies of the Stranglers scheduled to be tortured and murdered during that night. The priests freed them to tell the world that the deceivers were real and had found their Messiah, that those who did not come to Kina soon would be devoured in the Year of the Skulls. A fun bunch of guys, Croker would say. Narian took me back to our fire, where he told Ram to drive off anyone with a temerity to bother me. He settled me with profuse apologies for not having prepared me better. He sat beside me and stared into the flames. "It's come, eh?" I asked after a while. He understood.
"It's come. It's finally here. Now there's no doubt left."
I left him to his thoughts for a while before I asked, "How did they do that with the idol, Narayan?"
"What?"
"How did they make it move while it was dark?" He shrugged, looked at me, grinned feebly, said,
"I don't know. That's never happened before. I've seen at least 20 initiations. Always one of the candidates is chosen to die, but the idol never moves."
"Oh." I could think of nothing else till I asked, "Did you feel anything in there, like something was with us?"
"Yes."
He was shivering. The night was not cold. He said,
"Try to sleep, mistress. We have to get started early. I want to get you to that position."